99.3 Nigeria, Info Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you once again. It's 7:32. It's time for us to get on with the big stories on the papers this morning. So feel free to watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can be a part of the broadcast online. You can listen to us from our website as well, nigeriainfo.fm. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Yes, so we've got the papers here. We're going to start with the Punch newspaper. Page 6 is where we started from. Sanwo-Olu lays foundation for burnt Akere market. Donate 100 million naira.
Wow. Okay. Now, all of you know, or should know, what happened to Akere market. It was burnt about 2 weeks ago. And it was burnt in between the political turmoil. That you know, the word making the rounds was that, okay, it was all these ethnic problems that led to the burning of the market, you know. So I'm so glad and I'm happy that the governor has risen to the occasion. Not only did he promise that he was going to rebuild the market, but he also did a foundation laying ceremony to show his seriousness. That is the kind of leadership, you know, one expects quick. I don't know whether it has to do with this campaign season, but whatever the circumstance, I think that's, to a large extent, the best that he can do under the circumstance. And then the 100 million is icing on the cake. Though the question I'd ask is, so how does the 100 million get shared? Maybe the unions can, they'll sort that out. But having said that, I'd like all of us to take advantage of insurance for things like this so you don't continue to wait for donations. Donations, this 100 million is a token, really, but it's a good token that you can't take that away from it. But it can't replace all the things that would have been lost in the market. So we need to embrace insurance. So he has laid that foundation, and he said that I'm happy here to lay the foundation for the new market building. Okay, now it's a story building. I think it was a. It was just market of some sort. I don't know what it was. But it's now a story building. And the small compensation that will alleviate the suffering and loss of our traders here is for us to make a clear stand that we are not about the ethnic or religious division. You all know that a lot of these threats and so on and so forth were accrued to his own supporters. Maybe not him, but his supporters. So this is to try to dissociate himself from it and make peace with everybody. And he says that as long as they are law-abiding, to keep to the laws guiding the environment and respect the heritage of where they do business, they will always be accommodated, all of all shades in Lagos. And I'm glad also as governor he would make that statement. Then he says, this will also send a clear message to people who want to divide us that we won't let a little number disunite a large number of people. We won't give them a space in Lagos and in our government. So I hope he means every word of what he has said. Again, he has to find a way to appeal to some of his supporters because of various threats that are making the rounds. And to punish those who are doing these things, because it shouldn't end here. I thought the governor would say that, you know, that the police are onto. I thought he'd stress finding who actually set that place on fire, because he says that it wasn't political. But what we heard from reports was that a gang of people dressed in black came at night, and we heard one of them have been arrested. We will continue watching that development. Now, something crucial we need to take note of. Because we have seen experience of other markets that have become quote unquote shopping malls of some sort, various standards. This market now is going to be story building. The government has to make sure that every member of that market, every member, anybody who had a shop in that market, is allocated the shops. Because what has happened in the past, and it could only be a coincidence. Like the governor said, usually you get markets burnt down. By the time they rebuild them, the people who are in the market themselves, the original traders there, might not be able to afford. Yes, right. I hope that won't happen in this case.
I hope it doesn't happen.
I hope it won't happen. But all said, you know, all said, I think that what the governor has done is quite noble, and we look forward to these kind of things, at least in the short run, until either he gets reelected or we have another governor.
Right. Let's take another story from the same page of the Punch newspaper. All rights to end before Saturday elections. Elegushi.
Yeah, okay, look, there's something called optics and perception, and it's not too far from reality. Any human being who hears that there's anything oral close to the elections is going to make a link. It's going to link it with, you understand what I'm saying, Sherry? Mm-hmm. There's going to be a linkage, and it could be part of the intimidation. But what I expected the journalists to do is to ask some pertinent questions. When was this day fixed? Remember, this election should have taken place last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Was it originally fixed for this day? Okay, and that all the plans had been made, you know, for it to take place this Saturday, thinking maybe it would have been after the elections and this thing could be. This is the first question we need to ask. I can't ask that now. I mean, where I am. The second question could be that, can Oro days be shifted if they've been fixed? Are there some preparations that have to be made? Is it sacrosanct? Because, you see, if it could be shifted, I would have pleaded with Yoba, it's a bit late now, but to shift the date, you know, because the optics and the perception doesn't look good. Okay? Those are the two key questions. But they have explained here, anyway, that the restriction for the Oro rights in the Katelegushi Kingdom is from Wednesday to Friday, and Saturday is not included. So we have, is it Wednesday or is it Friday or Friday night? When you say Wednesday to Friday, the Oro thing takes place at night. Is it Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, which will spill over to election morning? If that is what it is, it's a bit untidy. And I'm being polite about this. Because we cannot also ignore the current tension. Do you understand what I'm saying? It could be seen as some form of intimidation. Because, okay, somebody said when they do the Oro, he hears some sounds at night and so on and so forth. But apart from that, there are also chants. There are also prayers. The chants and prayers that you could have a night before the election could intimidate the residents of that area. So it's a very, very tricky one. And in all honesty, I would have thought and preferred if it was shifted by at least 1 week. But until we know all these questions, because if, for example, it's a sacrosanct day like Christmas Day or Easter or whatever and cannot be shifted, that is one problem. If it had been originally set for this day so that it wouldn't clash with the elections that would have taken place last Saturday. These are issues that we need to clear before we can make a definite statement as to what exactly should have been done. Having said that, I'd like us all, you know, residents of the state, various religious practices, you know, and so on and so forth, to please realize that we're gradually moving to a more. I'm a pro local traditional religion person, completely pro. However, things like this must be done, you know, in a manner that at the very least doesn't inconvenience or terrorize people at crucial times. If for reasons well known, you wouldn't have an Oro on Christmas Eve. That same thing that dictates that you can't have it on Christmas Eve also now dictates that the Oba could have applied discretion if he could, and the state government could have stepped in. Because the perception is that, you know, it's kind of to favor the government in power. Having also said that, the way we play politics in this country, I hope we don't end up with a one-party state. You know, because for the first time, I have a larger fear for my survival than I had even during the military. With the threats, with the harassments, verbal, some almost physical, the video making the rounds, we need to take a second look at the kind of politics that we are playing. We're gradually moving very, very close to a one-party state. But I have a friend and a colleague who told me this morning that, Oga, don't worry. The other party too tried to have a one-party state. They didn't succeed. These same people, if they continue on this path, won't succeed to have a one-party state. But I won't tell you who the person is.
Why don't you want to tell us?
Because the person, when the person was telling me, he did not say, go and tell everybody. He did not say that.
You can tell me in confidence.
But I told you in confidence.
It's not everybody.
You are party to it.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Ology.
You don't have to out me like that.
No. You are boxing me in the corner. What you mean? No. But it's worrying. But he believes that Nigeria is too versatile for that to happen. But one can see the signs. I'm sorry to say this. This is how the Nazi Party started in Germany. And see where it got them. See how long it took. Because for the first time, Sheriff, we have seen threats, physical, verbal, ethnic considerations. People are going haywire. Brother against brother. Sister against sister. Father against mother. Over what? There must be more to this thing than I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on. We're going to go. Let's stick with the punch. Page 13 this time. Election poster. Lagos summons principal for allegedly punishing pupil.
You see, this is part of what I'm saying. You know, why I say that, apart from harassment, people have lost discretion totally. In the church, one of the churches in Alausa, I think it's the government church, I don't know what it is. I heard on Sunday it was turned almost into a political ground where the I don't know whether it's the provost or what, instead of him to preach the sermon to save lives, he was more concerned with preaching sermons that favor one party. And said he also now talked about the ethnic factor. And I said, when did our country become like this? On the pulpit.
Unfortunately.
And they said one or two people walked out and they said they couldn't be damned. It's in the same manner you saw that Kant said that we are supporting a particular candidate. When did that start? What has happened to us? Is it poverty? What is all this anxiety about? I don't get it. Don't forget, we've been following politics from the days of Awolowo. I don't get what is going on now. The level of desperation and, I just don't get it. So in this particular case, it is said that a student, what's the name of the student? Marvelous Barry Ade of Odomola Junior Second.
Barry Nada.
Barry Nada.
That should be in reverse.
Oh, River. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean the name.
Yes, I thought it was
a reverse name.
That's why I don't read the news. I told you I can't read well. Not that I can't see, but I can't read well. Anyway, she was sent out of Odomola Junior Secondary School for using the poster of one of the contestants to wrap his exercise book. What concerns teacher with what is wrapped in the exercise book if it's not something obscene?
So there's also a version of that story that the child, because she's 10 years old, was distributing pamphlets.
I'm going to go by, this is what was reported against her. He doesn't say that.
Yeah, I saw that one too in the papers.
In the papers, that she can't distribute pamphlets. Can't distribute.
It's a version. We're not sure whether it's true.
But the story here says that was summoned for use. But the beauty of it, where I'm going, is that the Lagos government has ordered an investigation.
Right.
Yes. And I like that because, you see, even though they probably would be the beneficiary of all this, you don't want to destroy our institutions because you want to vote a government in power. And one thing I've learned from politics now is that you must keep a proper rein on your so-called supporters. They will do more damage. You see, because what has happened is, to be very honest with you, a lot of these little things that you hear that people are doing, threatening and so on and so forth, has got citizens thinking that what's the desperation all about? So it has backfired.
Did you see the video of a particular, I don't know if she's an headmistress or just a teacher, singing along with the pupils in the assembly?
Oh,
mommy,
look,
daddy. You ain't gonna get anything.
The level
she, I haven't heard that she's been summoned, because I think she should be summoned as well and cautioned.
Maybe they should summon, from what we hear of what is going on in the civil service. At some point, the head of the civil service probably, maybe not now, maybe in future, just to set an example. We hear that the civil service has been politicized.
Because there are some places that you shouldn't compromise.
You shouldn't compromise. You shouldn't play leave the civil service intact. You have posters and things in the secretariat. It doesn't belong to the APC.
True.
The civil
that.
Servants were not employed by the APC. So there is a whole lot of cleansing to be done after this election. And it all starts from sycophancy. And if you had people who fought the wearing of Abacha badges in the days of the military, I don't think all of them are retired. If they haven't retired, they have foot soldiers who can do the job. It's something we need to guard against. Because, you see, whatever happens, okay, so today you could be a beneficiary, tomorrow you could be the victim. That's the way life is.
That's the way.
And we should not, under any circumstance, allow all these sycophants damage our society and the ethics by which we are known. We should be able to sit together in the canteen and share a plate of food, even though we are on opposite sides. What is not is, you know, so to whip everybody in line, it's not necessary. And guess what? What it always does is, unfortunately, it always bounces back. You can force a horse to the river, you can't force it to drink. Yes. So I'm glad that the government has stepped in. But listen to this one that I got to know, and listen carefully. It says here, the president of the Odomola Secondary School Old Students Association said that refuted the claims, insisting that the JSS2 student was sent home for allegedly causing nuisance and distraction through the distributors of posters in the classroom. How did the old students get to know that? He's not an official of the school.
Yeah, maybe they did their investigation.
He doesn't have the authority to say what he has just said. It is for the principal. The government has called you see, again, what we have is everybody now wants to be relevant. You also have PTAs that have taken over even some of the functions of the school. In some schools, PTA hire teachers. We will not develop like this. What has Old Students Association got to do with this? Is a very simple thing that can be handled through very easy discipline. The principal should have been able to handle this. Call the child to the class, caution, tell her to stoop down and stoop down and caution her and gone. This thing would have been over. So it's now gotten to a point now that everybody is looking for relevance. What has your students got to do with what I would call a minor? We did, when we were in secondary school, some of us were Awois and some of us were not. Okay, so I spent a lot of my life, in military government. But some of us had ideas and we all banter with it, during break and so on and so forth, while we are still each other's long bonds and so on and so forth. It wasn't such a crisis. What are we talking about here? But again, I'm also happy with the way the state government, and don't forget, one of the attributes, there are two areas this government is noted for that they're doing fairly well. Two areas, health and education. You know, it might not be perfect, but in health and education and indeed some aspects of law, like all these domestic violence and all these things, these are some of the attributes of the government. So the woman has been someone, and I know Mrs.
Adefisayo.
I always forget how to pronounce his name, basically because I know her husband and I never called him Adefisayo. I always called him Tormentor.
I am so glad you did not say Mrs. Tormentor.
I'm telling you, it does not happen to you. Sometimes you are looking at somebody.
Yeah.
Now you have to call him formally, but his nickname keeps bouncing back to you. But she's made us proud in that regard.
Yeah, Miss Falasha, they are
very proud. So I hope they just resolve it and let the child go back to school. Don't let overreact to a very simple.
I also think it's a simple thing, really.
It's a simple thing. So it's because the question would have been, if it was the governor's
poster
used to wrap his book, what would you be talking about?
I mean, I just cited an example of a video showing somebody, a teacher or a headmistress, a student, a pupil.
One of the things, whether the APC, if they win, we hope they will do it. If they don't, we hope whoever wins will do it. We need to reform our society in Lagos from the civil service all the way down. The work culture. Because what you have is everybody's been beaten into silence. Yes, we need to enhance the job of our civil servants so you don't shoo them around. You understand? And I mean, you remember the other day I was so angry the day we assembled our judges to come and take their vehicles. It's not a gift. We need to enhance one of the failings of our country generally is also at civil service level, corruption, which it starts from lack of protection of jobs. When we were young, once you entered, you got into the civil service at level 8, all things being equal, you end up being at least a director. PAMSEC is political. These days, it just brings the PAMSEC from outside.
Yeah.
The governor has appointed Susan So PAMSEC. Never worked in the ministry. We have a long way to go. Long way to go.
Take our last story. Man to sweep streets, court premises for calling married woman on phone. That story is in the Daily Trust, page 16.
I thought you'd be laughing when you...
So
a 30-year-old man... has been toasting a married woman. Where is this? It is in Kano. And said the man had been arraigned before the court presided by Justice Abdul Walai over a count charge of trying to woo a married woman, an act which is against the norms and teachings of Islam. After the defendant pleaded guilty, I'm guilty. Is it what a waste time? The judge held that the defendant, having realized and regretted his mistake, should sweep the street where the married woman. So, you see, this kind of judgment has now embarrassed the married woman herself. Who is that man? She said, no, he was toasting. He's going to sweep the street where the married woman has been living. He will sweep that street for 3 weeks. I'm glad they didn't send him to prison to go and already contested prison. So every morning, by this time we're talking about, if anybody is in Kano, can you please get us a video? he will sweep the streets where the madman was living. He will also go over when he finishes sweating like that. He'll go and sweep the premises of the court and wash the toilets. And I think it would also include washing the toilet of the prison cells. He will never do it again. So all you guys out there, leave the married woman alone now.
Let's stop here for now. Oh, wow. What's coming up at 9?
Today and tomorrow, we want to look at, without naming anybody, please, when you call in, it's not a place for campaign, but we want to actually look at the issues. We want to educate ourselves. The issues we should be looking out for when you want to cast that vote tomorrow. The things that you need to consider. We will not take any form of campaign, though we might call in one or two candidates for about 3 minutes just to find out how far it is. You know, I'm a newsman by nature, so I like all these things like that. It's just to educate ourselves. What are you going to look for? Are you going to be voting for somebody because it's your neighbor, or because he's an Igbo man like you, or because you don't like Igbos, but you're a Yoruba man? These are the things we are going to knock off one by one. Because at the end of the day, think of yourself, your wife, and your children. That this person you are casting the vote for, would it create a good environment for you to live in? Chicken.
That's it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Let's bring you the news right now. After the news, it's Health Thursday, so let's talk glaucoma. Stay here.
I know say everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith. Cause I know say one day I go make a move. Yes, I know say one day I go blow.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not